All right, now we learn how to work in mindfulness, and we have three applications here. The first application to help us to bring back our attention fully, that means the mind back to our body 100%, because it had a habit to wandering around too often. So that's why every seven step, you will hear a sound of the bell to remind you to bring back fully 100%. Maybe you already good already, but this one just to remind you. And whoever wandering around, this is an opportunity to come back. All right. So that is the first application. The second application. You listen to the sound of the bell again. So you hear the nature of the sound is softer, 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 and softer, right? If we describe it in another form, like you rub a stone on a pond, and you see the way it becomes browser, bigger, bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and lighter, and lighter, and smaller, right? So, that is the nature of the sound. The sound way it goes like that. So how we can apply that into life? When we listen to the sound, if you're breathing out, the more we're breathing out, the more we let go, let go, let go, and our body become lighter, lighter, lighter. Because why? Because the sound signal, it will let the muscle dilate, 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 and relax. The blood vessel, dilate, and the nerve. That's why when you hear the sound, you're breathing out. The more you're breathing out, the more your body becomes lighter, lighter, relaxer and relaxer, and your mind becomes calmer and calmer and calmer. And then we remember that, so you can apply it into the real life. Because the nature of the sound is the same, but when you hear the sound, you feel so peaceful, so relaxing, right? But when you hear somebody slam the door, somebody haunt you out there on the street, how we react? Hey! And the bad guy, they want to call me, right? Or they want to say something bad. We react. When we hear the sound of the door slamming or somebody do something lousy, and you react. That is totally what? Why? Because when you hear the sound, you remember the way sound, it goes out, out, out. It's softer, softer. And if we incorporate by the breathing out, it makes our body become lighter, relaxer, and calmer, calmer. So that means, we go the same direction, right? And if we not apply that in the real life, when we hear the sound and we react, that means we go opposite direction. What happened opposite direction? It double up, right? It add up like you go the two cars together at the same direction. If you can scratch or you can hit the other car, it's very minor damage, right? But if we go opposite direction, the speed it will add up together, so it will more damage, more harmful. So use the application to apply in your life. The first application, we already learned about the law of attraction, and now today we have a lot of problem. Because why? Because we use the thing that we're breathing in. We want to eat, we want to drink, we want to breathe. We want to collect more than we want to let go and give out. That's why the heart becomes stuck. Become busy, the room becomes stuck, right? And the body becomes bigger. And remember the good thing, but it slows down, it becomes the bad one. And the bad one is moving, facilitated, fast, become the good one. So, now we have to do opposite. We don't think about the breathing in. We have to learn about the breathing out, but not the lung breathing. We have to do the belly breathing. Because remember, when we first come to life in our mother womb, we breathing by the belly, umbilical cord, right? And when we get out to the real life at 5, 6, or 7, something like that, because it will be attached to the outside, will be stretched from the outside, and then it go up, 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 up to the last day of our life. It's totally up here and out completely. So now we have to learn how to go back here. And back here, that is the center of our body balance. You see? Also, this is the what we call energy complex. Right? Thirdly, and I told you, number one killing people now in America, that is colon cancer and lung cancer connect together. So, because we have a lot of dirty stuff out here, when we try to breathe in, we cannot because it's so full in here and it's so dirty here. It's so full down to the bottom of the lung and it's so dirty here. So even though you try to compress it, it cannot go in much. And also when it comes in, what is sucked in? The negative one, the dirty one, because it's dirty in here. So when it's sucked in by the law of extraction, it will take in the negative one, the dirty one, the bad one. But now, we do opposite. When we hear the sound of the bell, you're breathing out the lower belly as flat as possible. Right? By this way, not only you massage your muscle, the belly muscle, so it converts from the fat tissue into the muscle, also, it will massage the intestine, the colon inside. Because no way we can do this colon exercise or the intestine exercise. Even though we massage outside, it's still nothing. Only by the belly breathing. Right? So when we're doing that, we compress it so all the negative gas, it will push it down. So it will clean, it will empty, it will free. So when we compress the lower belly, the diaphragm automatically it pushes up. When it pushes up, okay, so it will press the bottom of the lung to push out the dead air at the bottom of the lung. So it cleans the dead air, the bad air down. So when you release, it automatically have a negative depression in there. It sucks it in for you. You don't need to breathe it in. Right? So automatically it sucks in with the new fresh air. It cleans in here, it empty in here. So it will bring in the new fresh good energy for you. Right? So we become good. Alright? So you got it. So every 7 steps we will be reminded by the sound of bell.
So do we stop?
No, we're not stop. We just try to, if your mind wandering away, just bring it back fully 100%. And then remember the sound of bell breathing out. Right? Breathing out. And at first you may work for the first 4 steps, you're breathing out. The last 3 steps, you're breathing in. Okay, so 4, 3, right? But and then when you get used to it, you can go 5 first steps. You're breathing out, and the last 2, you're breathing in. The goal is the out breath has to be longer, at least double the in breath. Right? So we expel more gas, more negative, and then automatically suck in the good one for us. For that will help you to treat for the blood pressure, for the lung cancer, for the colon cancer, for many things. Out breath at least double longer the in breath. Alright? Alright, now we get ready.